Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. Jenna, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. It's really nice to hear from you, and very excited to hear about what book you're bringing us today.
Well, I'm going to be talking about a series of books, because this this week, if we were in an alternate universe, we'd be getting ready for the Auckland Writers Festival.
Awesome.
It would have been started this week, and it would kick off with the Auckland New Zealand Book Awards. And so while we can't do that in person, the Auckland New Zealand Book Awards are tomorrow night, Tuesday the 12th of May, and you can watch them from home.
That sounds like a very good thing to be able to do, although, of course, we'd all much rather be sitting in the Aotea Centre, but watching from home is pretty cosy.
It is pretty cosy, and Karen's done a really wonderful job of talking through the fiction with you guys over the last few weeks.
I've been really enjoying hearing it.
Oh, they've been such great, I mean, it's always such great books, but it's really lovely to hear them delved into. And I just wanted to talk about some of the other categories, because there's 16 finalists altogether. So I'll talk about the Illustrated Nonfiction Award. And so this is where you have your big, beautiful books, the gift books that you would give, you know, your mum for Christmas or something like that. So we have Crafting Aotearoa, A Cultural History of Making in New Zealand and the Wider Moana Oceania. And this is this wonderful, it's published by Te Papa Press, and it's this big, chunky, beautiful book about crafting, and it has a beautiful Māori and Pacifica angle. And I just think it's such a great book. Then we have Protest, Tō Tohi Tohi, Objects of Resistance, Persistence and Defiance. This is also by Te Papa Press. They do such a great job with these illustrated books. And this is bringing together a variety of protest matter of national significance, which I think will be quite a good book for a lot of our BFM rebellious listeners.
That sounds great.
One of our favourite illustrated nonfiction books this year has, in our best-selling ones at Time Out by Massey University Press, is We Are Here, An Atlas of Aotearoa. And this is all, it's just like New Zealand in data maps, and which kind of sounds boring, but it's really interesting. They've done, Chris McDowell and Tim Denny have done a wonderful job of this. And then we have Makan Country by Justin Patton, published by Penguin Random House. Beautiful book about Colin McCann.
They all sound incredibly lush.
Yeah, that's a beautiful lush category. And so these types of books are often done by museums, and there's so much work, you know, in terms of collaboration and getting images together and curation. The curation is so important, because a lot of these categories have so much to fit into them, so they're really wonderful.
That sounds pretty special then.
Yes. Now, next we have the Miriam Peter Biggs Award for Poetry. We have Moth Hour by Anne Kennedy, Auckland University Press. How to Live, Helen Rickaby, Auckland University Press. Lay Studies by Stephen Toussaint, Victoria University Press, and How I Get Ready by Ashley Young by Victoria University Press. So if you feel like you're not a big poetry person, and I feel like lots of people can feel like they're a bit nervous stepping into poetry, this could be a good smorgasbord to start off with.
It's a gateway.
A gateway, that's right. And there's varying levels of, like, intellect and accessibility in this category, and I just think something nice and cozy as we come up to winter.
Sounds lovely.
Be a good one. Yes, so you guys all know about the Dan Mendelicott Acorn Prize for Fiction, so I won't tell you any more about those. And the last category is the General Nonfiction Award. So we've talked a lot about this book, Shane Carter's Dead People I've Known, that is shortlisted.
Cool.
Shirley Smith, An Examined Life, by Sarah Gaitanos, published by Victoria University Press, and Wild Honey, another amazing poetry collection by Paulie Green. This is like a big, thick book with a beautiful cover, and Paula describes it that she curates these women's poetry into different rooms of a house.
Oh, beautiful.
And then we have a memoir by Ellen and Unwin and Sarah Miles, which is Towards the Mountain, A Story of Grief and Hope, 40 Years On from Erebus. So the way that tomorrow night will work is at 6 o'clock we'll have the Mita Q Best First Book Awards, and so you just go to the Ockham Book Awards YouTube and it will come up and they'll announce those, and then you have a little break, and then at 7 o'clock we'll have the winners of these four categories. It's MC'd by Stacey Morrison, and it'll just be cool. It'll just be a cool thing to watch.
Yeah,
so
that sounds...
encourage everyone to tune in.
Sounds like a lovely thing to do, especially if you are missing the Auckland Writers Fest at this time of year.
I know. Have you guys seen that on Sunday mornings the Auckland Writers Fest have the 9 a.m. session?
I have. I think it's such a cool idea. So how can people watch that if they want to tune in?
So at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, you just open YouTube, Auckland Writers Festival, and you get three writers speaking with Paula Morris. And
cool.
Like yesterday they had Ian Weddy, Philip Sands and Lisa Tadeo, and their books are so different, and Paula did a wonderful job of actually bringing them all together.
Awesome.
And with this core theme of motherhood on Mother's Day. And yeah, so there's, you know, it's just little tasters until next year when hopefully everything's back to normal.
Fingers crossed, eh? Hey, well, that sounds very exciting for the old New Zealand literature world, and also exciting for all of us readers, because that does give you a good sort of list of things to start with if you do need to revamp your reading list a little bit there. So cheers for that, Jenna.
Thank you, guys. I miss you. And
miss you
we'll
too.
See you hopefully soonish.
So soon, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Hey, see you, Jenna. Talk to you then.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly